One high school in Fort Wayne, Indiana is entirely dual credit, where students earn high school and college credit at the same time. Its graduates finish with high school diplomas and an associate's degree, or 60 college credits. And Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McNerney reports it is helping a large group of English learners, mostly Burmese refugees, reach the college finish line.
Okay. Yes, how good did you argue that your book should not be banned or should be banned?
Which is why we have Shannon Eichenauer explains an assignment to her junior English class. The class is divided into groups, and each one is assigned a book that has been challenged or banned. 16-year-old Nada Lang's group is reading Animal Farm.
I know conflict will rise because the leader, Napoleon, he's going to break the rules of killing someone. So I think the animal is going to go against him.
This is a dual credit English class, meaning students earn both college and high school credit. For Lang, it's a huge accomplishment to be here. A few years ago, she couldn't speak English. She's Burmese and came to the United States 8 years ago after living in a refugee camp.
I struggled in my elementary school because I was different from other students. I couldn't speak English at all, so I started at third grade.
And here in Fort Wayne, there are a lot of kids like Lang. The city was a federal resettlement area for refugees from Myanmar or Burma in the early 90s, and that population is now in the thousands, one of the largest in the country.
Students, Mrs. Irvins will be at EAU all day on Wednesday.
At Lang's High School, named East Allen University, but it's a high school, Burmese refugees account for around 20% of the student population.
You need a seat?
Yes, I am going to need a seat.
EAU is a public high school where anyone can enroll, and it focuses on college prep and getting high school students college credit through Vincennes University. Students begin college credit courses as freshmen, and all junior and senior level classes count for college as well.
Where students can earn their high school diploma and an associate degree in a four-year period.
Principal Doug Hicks says the district started this program 5 years ago. They chose a building in one of the poorest parts of the city, where a growing number of refugee families live. This means more refugee students are enrolling at the high school, and Hicks says they are some of his hardest working students.
They have all of the indicators that they shouldn't be making it. They don't speak English in their household, the poverty piece. They didn't live in the country from day one. They have all the strikes against them that we would think as educators that would keep people from achieving. Yet, they continue to do it.
But their academic success doesn't come without struggle. First, even if they are proficient in English, there are cultural hurdles in the classroom. For example, English teacher Shannon Eichenauer, Lang's teacher from earlier in the piece, says when she teaches The Great Gatsby, the American students don't think twice about the characters drinking alcohol during Prohibition.
And then you have some Burmese students who they don't understand it to them. Like, why would you break the law that's set? So we have those conversations. It's really good. It's rich. It adds to the classroom for sure.
Staff and administration at East Allen University say the dual credit structure is especially helpful in navigating this obstacle, among others. Many of the Burmese parents have no understanding of the American college system. But this dual credit school was designed with a robust college counseling program, tutors, and teachers with college-level teaching experience. These staff members are crucial to help the refugee students understand how college works. Principal Hicks says with refugee students, even the simplest parts of a college application can be tricky.
It's one thing we've run into here, you know, is Social Security numbers and how old they are and that type of thing.
When she graduates high school next year, Lang will be the first in her family to have career options. Her parents left school before eighth grade to start labor jobs back in Myanmar. After graduation, her plan is to attend Indiana University, Purdue University at Fort Wayne, and work part-time to support her parents. As for academics?
Yeah, I want to major in education and communication, bachelor's degree.
Do you want to be a teacher?
Mm-hmm. English.
You want to teach English?
Yeah.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.